Well, Wazi Khadebe, good morning and welcome to Early Morning Breakfast. Happy Women's Day, bro.
Happy Women's Day, Nicholas Bauer. I'm sitting here with a cup of tea and I'm ready to spill.
Excellent. Spill everywhere, bro. Should we start off with Anel?
You know what? If that tickles your fancy, let's go straight for the hip. Straight for the hip, because yo, that woman knows how to read a person for filth. Anyway, so this is what happened. So it turns out so that she was announced as one of the judges to join Connie Ferguson, Thando Hopper, Demi Lee Nail Peters, and Catriona Gray to be an all-female judge. For the beauty pageant, for the Miss South Africa beauty pageant. Now, Fat Joe probed Anela's credentials as an authority figure in a pageant. And then that's when everything just fell to the ground for Fat Joe, because that's when Anela Mdoda reminded him of the many times he had been kicked off of a radio station because of his uncalled for and sometimes immature and unfavorable comments he's made on air, including his diva tendencies on set. Now, when everything fell apart, this is what Anela Mdoda said. She was like, "I'm not even done. I have all day and all the data. He must not try me. Mr. Make TV Productions wait for 3 hours while he walks off set. Where is his dating show? Why is he not on it? He's also going at gays because they're strong enough to live their truth." This was Anela Mdoda, who was busy going in at Fat Joe. And all of this was happening while she was, you know, manning the desk and doing her show. Anybody who was listening to the show could not tell at all that she was busy on Twitter reading Fat Joe for Phil. So it was quite interesting to witness that happen. But we're so happy for Anela Mdoda that she's joined the cast, she's joined the panel of judges for the from SSA 2019. That's good. We can't wait to watch the thing, right?
Yeah, I can't wait either. I wonder what the future holds for the likes of Fat Joe, though. I still think that his comments on same-sex civil unions and marriages is just, I don't know, very, very dark agey. I don't know. I used to like Fat Joe, not so much anymore.
Yeah, especially from Fat Joe, you would think that he would really be more understanding. He would really be more, you know, let's just go on. We're all humans. Let's all live on this earth. But no, he has these unfavorable comments. So it's quite strange to see that. I also like Fat Joe, you know, but this is just a sticky situation for him. So,
With Women's Day, let's talk about Apple's chance or attempt at least to try and pay homage to women in music. For Women's Month, they're celebrating with a musical playlist.
Yes.
That's punctuated by a lot of women artists.
Yes. So I found that very interesting how Apple Music did that. And I actually like it for them, although it sounds like you think it's such a small thing to do, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you talk about doing the bare minimum. I wonder if this is just them paying lip service, right?
Well, oh my God, Nicholas Bauer, really hard-hitting questions. Okay, so how this happened is that they approached, you know, a couple of South African women who are also trailblazers in the music scene by having them create female-centric playlists. The playlists are in order of the most streamed artists, from Shekinah being the first, all the way to Dobozo Mbambo being the last one. So the list is made up of Shekinah, Lady Zama, Karen Zoid, Nebo Sekgubela, Simi, Karen van Jansveld, Zonke Tigana, Amanda Black, Jonita du Plessis, and Dobozo Mbambo. So shout out to all these women, and you can find all these playlists on Apple Music in celebration of Women's Month.
Talking about music, Babes and Mampincha, they're going to be releasing their Bonnie and Clyde tour promo optics. I don't know. I've kind of been turned off by this couple, to be honest.
Thank you so much for saying that, Nicholas Bauer, because it's just it's just tasteful what they're doing. So this is what happened. The tour is set to kick off tomorrow in Durban at an Uhuru Tavern. And like many other artists, they had to release promotion pictures to drum up their tour. So in the picture, you can see the couple in a hotel with guns, which the scene was more Mr. and Mrs. Smith than Bonnie and Clyde, if you ask me. And then the Twitterverse is thrown because of that. Now, even one person in particular said, "I'm not sensitive, if you ask. They're not sensitive, if you ask me. For a woman who cried abuse, you may not realize that this spits on the grave of Riva Steenkamp. With this whole toilet scene and guns, it's more Oscar and Riva than Bonnie and Clyde."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in a country where we have such a high femicide rate, where we have such problems with spousal abuse. I don't know what the hell these guys are actually playing at, really. I mean, for me, they are examples of everything that's wrong with celeb culture in South Africa.
Yes, 100% sure. I'm with you on that. You can't use... there's a way that you can use PR in your favor, but you can't use such an unfortunate event and really a sensitive topic like this and you just play and fling it around like this. You don't play with gender-based violence. You don't play with violence at all. It's not a good thing to spread out there. So for them to do this, very distasteful. And it seems like it's something they've been doing for a while. Even that video, I'm not believing that video at all anymore, because after that video, there was a song that really, you know, loosely played on that, Umdonora or something like that, which loosely means he beat me to a pulp. So really, they keep doing this, playing around with violence, using it as promotional material for their albums or for their moves in their careers. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up with them, and I hope real South Africa realizes that this is poisonous.
Well, just having a look at how people are reacting to it on Twitter, a lot of people seeing through this and calling it out for the BS that it is. There's a word that I'd like to use that got another guy kicked off of radio stations, but I won't go there. I won't go there. I'm not fresh enough. Let's perhaps finish with something positive and talk about the first African woman that's been honored with a Barbie doll in her image.
Yes, so Barbie or Mattel, for their 60th anniversary they celebrate phenomenal women with a doll in their likeness. A year ago, we had Ava DuVernay, but now they've added Naomi Osaka, Adua Aboa, Yara Shahidi. These are all just the black women who are on this Barbie line, who are all just about representation. So then Lira is now the first African woman to be honored with a Barbie doll in her image. And the Barbie was wearing Lira's signature short hair, as well as a South African design by Silo Madupe, oversized African printed shirt, and earrings that were done by also a South African local jeweler maker. Excuse me, this is what she says. "I've always been someone who endeavors the celebration of my skin tone and natural hair, and it is amazing to see this reflected in my dog. This is an enormous gesture and affirmation that the world is celebrating Africa for who we are, and I'm very grateful." And really, this is the message we want to spread out there. Take a note, babes or do my monthly intro. There's other ways. And also, you know, not even to go far, I think that this was, this is Lira's good month, if I'm not mistaken, because not so long ago, I know that it was announced that she was being divorced from her manager. So for them to drop those news a week earlier before they announced the Barbie stuff, it sounds as though they're using their tragic and trying to turn it into treasure. But we'll have to see what else she releases in the next couple of weeks. I'll tell you if it's a PR strategy. But other than that, I'm happy for Lira. Congratulations to her and to Africa and all black women.
Mm-hmm. Halala. Lwazi Khadebe, have a nice Women's Day. I hope you are celebrating the woman in your life today.
Yes, I am, and I'm celebrating the woman that I am.
Excellent, excellent doll. Entertainment reporter and roundup of just pop style entertainment, Lwazi Khadebe on the early morning breakfast.